So to kick it off tonight, I'm going to turn it over to Frank, and then you are going to hear from, actually, you're going to hear from a millennial tonight. So you'll get that language. You're going to hear from a Generation X leader tonight. You'll get that language. I'm a baby boomer, and Frank says he's a Bob Hoper. You're going to get it all tonight. So kick it off, Frank.
All right. Well, hey, listen, I am so excited to do this training, and this is about approaches and inviting. In other words, how do you approach somebody, how do you invite somebody, and why would they listen to you? But before I start that, I just want to set up the scene for you, okay? I've done some research over the years about the Internet, and in the year 2000, there were 738 million people connected to the Internet. 738 million. There's only 300-something million in this country, so that was twice the number. Today, there are 3.2 billion people connected to the Internet. Now, when the Internet first came out, it only did three things, and here's what it did. And I'm doing this for a reason, so that you can get your mind straight on this. When it first came out, it was only used for three things. It was used for escape, in other words, entertainment. They went on there to get entertained. People are still doing that. And they also went on there for information. They wanted to go to Wikipedia, or they wanted to find out something. And it was used for social network. That's the three things that the Internet started out at, and it went to 700-something million people. And the minute that phase two took place, the minute they started offering product, goods, and services and opportunity, it went to 3 billion people. Now, there's 3 billion people that are now on the Internet. There's 50 billion devices connected to the Internet. And every one of the things that on your smartphone are ran by apps. In other words, you can tap an app and get information. You can tap an app and get entertained. You can tap an app and go to social networks. Now you tap an app and you get your products, goods, and services. LegalShield has done something that's just astounding. They have come out with a new app. And I just want to make sure that I framed this for you properly, because the Internet has let us all navigate our lives a lot easier. The apps have opened the door to new opportunities of information, products, and services from around the world. The apps have also created jobs faster than anything that I have witnessed in my 75 years of being on this earth. And I want to give you some parentheses here. When Uber gave away their app to anybody who wanted it, they created an entire new industry. And they also created, and listen to these numbers, this is the latest number as of today. 50,000 new people a month start earning a living with Uber because they're going to work as drivers. 50,000 of them. That's an incredible number. That'll be over 500,000 a year at that number. Airbnb, they provide rooms for people, but they're now that 1.5 million people are now earning a living because they rent out those rooms in their homes just because Airbnb gave away an app. Alibaba, which some of you may or may not know, but it had the largest IPO in the history of the world, 100 million people a day, 100 million people a day go to that Internet site to buy product, goods, and services from around the world. They have created over 14 million new jobs because that app went up. You have got the opportunity to give that app, the LegalShield app, to as many people in a day as you can. And you will create new products, goods, and services those people get, and you're going to create opportunity. Because the nice thing is you get paid when you give somebody the app and they activate it. But now if you gave it to John Gardner, let me just tell you what would have happened. How many associates John got? 30, 40,000?
More than that.
Let's say 35,000 associates that's now giving that app away. And every time somebody taps it and activates it, John makes money, and if you sponsor him, you make money too. So the opportunity here to grow your business, we thought we grew fast. It's nothing compared to what you are going to be able to do by asking people to download that app, let them watch a video, and letting them decide whether they want to activate or not, just like they decide whether they want to activate the Uber driver or not, or the Airbnb, or they want to activate the Alibaba site or the Amazon app. But your income is only limited by the number of people that you get that app on their phone and to activate that thing. So I want to give you a mindset. All of us own a legal show business. Everybody. If you just started today, you own a legal show business. And you want to get people to have a legal show membership. And you and our plan was that we wanted somebody in every state to be representing legal show. And I wanted somebody in every city in the United States to represent legal show. I wanted a business in every single city in the United States and every province of Canada. And I started recruiting people to do that. And now we have over what? I don't know how many associates we have. 66,000 or something, a little more than that.
Yeah, I have to combine both numbers.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of associates just because we average recruiting about two people a month since we've been here. Because when you bring anybody into the business and they start going out and moving memberships, all the people that they bring on board and all the people they bring on board and all the people they bring on board, that app is going out on your behalf. So you're going to be able to build that financial wall around you and your family that doesn't get penetrated, and money comes in 24 hours a day. I mean, you know, our pay is basically 24 hours a day. We make money in all 3-8 hours a day, and you can't stop that. And you can't, that cannot happen until somebody either sees the product, hears about the product, reads about the product, or somebody is talking about the product. So our job is to approach and invite people to download the app, or watch a video, or come to a briefing, or be on a conference call, be on the recruiting call, or do a three-way. Our job is to approach and invite people to look at that, just like Alibaba had to invite people to download that app. Airbnb had to invite people to download that app. But they only had to do it to a few people because they got such good service, they recommend it to everybody. So we're going to talk tonight about how do you approach and invite somebody, you know, to come and take a look at what we've got here. Because I'm telling you what I said earlier, if you're not in their eyes or in their ears, you're not in their head. And if you're not in their head, your business is dead. I think that's my new saying. How about that?
Good.
You're like, that's good? So we've invited some folks on here tonight, and I'm going to let Teresa introduce them.
All right.
To give you their version of how they approach and invite the people they know and the people in town and the people out of town. And some wording that they use, and the dream here is that you can feel very comfortable with one of these people's approach and inviting. And then I will come back on, or John Lindblom can come back on, and we'll do some more. But we're going to do it pretty quickly. And our first person that we've asked to be on is
Mr. Rob Hurst.
One of the best in the industry.
He really is. You know, and you know when people are, well, he's a recruiter. He's recruiting. He's growing.
He's a regional manager.
He's a regional manager, a trainer. He's in the activity mode all the time, and he's very busy. I know he's got a super busy schedule. And so we've asked him to come on tonight and just give us some examples of language, of wording, of just what he says to people to invite them to the various tools and events. So, Mr. Hurst, thank you so much for taking your time tonight. We appreciate your leadership and always appreciate your training. You're a great trainer, and so the team's looking forward to it.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you all for having me on as well, and appreciate your leadership. And I'm just get right to it, give, you know, some things I've learned, you know, since I've been in the industry with the company. And the first thing about contacting and inviting, or as I look at it, is even another version of prospecting, is, you know, knowing the rules of the game. And so the first thing is we got to be excited. You know, we definitely have to be excited. Be yourself, but be excited. The other thing is know your audience. You know, so as they stated, you know, you have baby boomers, you have Generation X, which I'm part of Generation X, and then you have the millennials. And so each group, I'll say, or each demographic may worry or think about different things. So, for example, the millennials, what I've learned talking to them about just income and freedom and stuff like that is really what's going to be attractive, because we just live in a society now where people know that there are other options. You know, we've seen how careers have taken off with online businesses and everything else, so they know there's other possibilities. With the Generation Xers, what I've learned is that with our product, we care about both. You know, we really care about both. So we care about protecting what we have. But we also care about definitely making some income. A lot of us are parents of millennials. I have two millennials. So, you know, we want to be able to provide an opportunity for them as well. And the last baby boomers, what I've learned with them is that definitely opportunity, you know, retirement is great. But what I've learned leading with the membership with them has been most effective because, you know, they want to, you know, protect and really cover what they work so hard for. So those are just the three things that I've learned, you know, my experience. So I'm just going to really just give you two things, how I lead in with through recruiting and how I may lead in through the membership. So and I'm going to talk about working from a list. So this is probably your warm market or people that you already know. So I'm going to come from that standpoint. So if I was to call somebody up, I would say, you know, I'm just curious. In fact, well, first of all, we shoot the breeze. And I would say, well, John, you know, I'm just curious. Are you allergic to extra income? And I always get a chuckle, you know, when I ask that question. Of course, they're going to say, no, who's allergic to extra income? And I'll say something like, hey, I just found a way to get two or more paychecks a week without the extra sweat. If I sent you a 10-minute video, would you take a look at it? Okay, so it's a very simple approach. The key thing is you could put anything in there. So the thing is, the first one is I'm just curious. When you say I'm just curious, people want to know what you're curious about, so you're able to catch their attention. you can put anything. I'm just curious how long you've been working at your job. And you can put anything in there. But then the other phrase after that is, I just found a way, and you can put anything in there. I just found a way to, you know, create more time freedom for myself. If I sent you a video, would you take a look at it? So I've kind of incorporated some of the language that we use in Legal Shit with that as well. And then if I lead them with the membership, you know, again, it's really about, you know, building the conversation with them and say, well, you know, I want to talk to you real quick. I have two questions for you. And they say, okay. When is the last time you had your last will and testament updated lately? And, you know, sometimes you get, I don't have one, or it's been a while. But very seldom, personally, do I run into someone who says, I just got it done, but I actually just had it happen yesterday to sit down. A lady said, I just got it done last month. But the other question I ask them is, what do you currently have in place to cover and protect your family from the growing problem of identity theft? And normally I'll get, I don't have anything, or I have something at my bank. And then I say, well, you know, I want to see if we can get a chance to meet because I want to be able to empower you with some information so that you never, ever have to answer no to those questions. You know, and people are pretty open. They want to know, yeah, I want to be empowered. You already exposed me because I don't have what you said, so I definitely probably need to listen to that. Most times when I ask people those questions, they say, you know, it's something I really need to get done. And then going back to the first one, you know, leading with recruiting, like I said, I'm just curious. You know, you can also use it as, you know, I set up a presentation with them. So, you know, I'm just curious, you know, are you leisure extra income? Why just found a way? Why can you get two or more paychecks a week without the extra sweat? What are you doing on Friday around 3? You know, or, you know, what time do you have this week? We go, you know, grab some lunch and go over information. And so those are my two approaches. I got all types of other approaches, but those are two that I could share with you today, tonight, rather. And I turn it back to you, Mr. Corn.
Great job, Rob. Thank you so much. And I know you have people showing up at sit-downs and PBRs and calls and stuff. That, you know, you are very effective at what you do, and I really appreciate you sharing that tonight. And everybody, you know, the reason we're having different people on tonight is because, you know, you can't just say somebody else's words and make them your own. More than likely, you're going to have to tweak things to make them your words. But certainly, these can give you some great ideas on how to approach people and get them interested in and interested enough to actually review whatever it is you want them to review. So, Rob, great job. Thank you so much. And then we're going to go out to Mr. Nicholas Odom. He is in the partnership with Justin Peterson, who made Platinum Executive Director in 5 months, broke all company records. And I will tell you, in order for them to have done that, they had to very quickly get very good at and very good at coaching their team to invite and get people to review the Legal Shield information. So we've asked also Nick Odom to be on. Nick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Go right ahead. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, thank you so, so much for having me on the call. This is something that I'm really, really excited to talk to you guys about, because I personally believe this is the number one most important skill in building a network marketing business, is the ability to be a master of the invite process. And before I go through exactly how I, you know, invite and how I teach my team to invite, I want to walk you guys through an analogy here. And I want you to imagine you're trying to get one of your good friends to try a new food, something they haven't ever tasted before. You know, the one I normally use the analogy is calamari. Now, if you tell, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you know, one of your friends that it is fried squid that they're about to eat, a lot of people are really turned off and they do not want to try that. Now, what they don't know is that it's actually an incredible food that tastes delicious. And so a lot of times, you know, it's easier to say, look, you know, Joe, just try this. You know, just trust me. This is something you're really going to like. Try this and let me know what you think. And they say, what is it? Just don't worry about it. Just go ahead and try it. And then after they try it, you know, they may say, hey, you know, I really like this. They may say, I don't like it. If they don't like it, you're not going to force them to eat it again. But you know they can't say they don't like it if they haven't tried it before. And this is so, so important when you're inviting people to take a look at the Legal Shield opportunity, to take a look at this product. You know, you cannot let one of your friends tell you no before they've seen the full presentation, because you could really be letting them down, you know, because, you know, they may have heard, oh, it's, you know, it's a lawyer and they don't get in trouble, and they may think they don't need that. And so, you know, they may be missing out on one of the greatest opportunities of their lives. They may be missing out on the opportunity to protect their family at the service because you weren't willing to get them to try it. So trust me when I say, you know, we're not going to, you know, when you come to the briefing, we're not going to pressure, you know, your friends and your family to do this business. But what we do want you to do is be willing to say, you have to come check this out before you can say no. And that is so, so important. That's the attitude you need to have when you're inviting people, is you'd be letting them down if you didn't get them to the meeting at least once. That being said, you know, I want to go through, you know, when we're actually inviting people, you know, to the opportunity, we 100% of the time, we lead with the app. You know, just like, you know, Frank talked about, apps are literally changing, you know, the world, and everyone is using apps on a daily basis more than they're using any other, you know, any other way to access, you know, goods or services. Apps are the number one way to access those. And so we lead with the app. And I always clear the schedule first. So I might say, hey, you know, what are you doing Thursday at 7 o'clock? You know, chances are with my friends, they're usually going to say nothing. You know, a lot of people may say coming home from work, you know, whatever it is. You want to clear the schedule first, and you want to keep clearing the schedule until it's clear. If they say, I'm busy, don't go through with the invite. Invite them, then clear the schedule for the next time, and keep clearing the schedule until you find a time when you know they're free. So what are you doing Thursday at 7? Nothing. Perfect. A couple of friends and I are launching a new smartphone app, and I know you're extremely business savvy. You want to compliment them. It needs to be genuine. It needs to be the actual reason you want to have them in your business. You know, whether it's someone that's really intelligent, really someone who's really socially connected, someone who's really persistent and confident, whatever it is, that's the reason you're inviting them. So let them know. You know, I know you're extremely business savvy, and we're meeting to go over the details of the app Thursday at 7. Since you already said you were free, would you be willing to come and listen in? I would just love to get your opinion on what we're doing. Okay, now this is an extremely powerful way to invite someone, because there's no pressure on their part. You're literally asking for their advice. You're asking for them, you know, because you're so confident in their abilities to give you feedback on what you're doing. And this takes the pressure off of them. They're just now a fly on the wall at the meeting. They're not part of the meeting. You know, another thing you could say, you know, if you're not invited to a meeting, maybe you want to get someone on a three-way call or get someone to watch a video. You know, hey, a couple of friends and I are launching a new smartphone app, and I knew you're a really connected and respected person. You know, back when we were in school together, you were always, you know, the most socially connected. And I was wondering, if I sent you a quick YouTube video talking about what we're doing, the app that we're launching, would you be willing to check it out and just give me your opinion on it? You know, once again, it totally takes the pressure off of them. You know, it's asking a favor, you know, to get their opinion. And, you know, what this does is not only does it allow you to get more people to come to the meeting, but when they come, you know, if it's not for them, you know, it's a very easy, hey, you know, I just want to get your opinion. Thank you so much for coming out, and I really, really appreciate it. And then there's no, you know, friction between you and the person. So, you know, that's really what we do when we're inviting to get people to check this out, is we lead with the app 100% of the time. You know, one other quick phrase we like to use, you know, hey, me and a couple friends were actually launching a new smartphone app. We believe that it's going to be the next Uber and completely revolutionize an industry.
you know, we believe we have an opportunity to make a lot of money working with this company, and I wanted to give you the chance to hear what's going on. You know, what are you doing Wednesday at 5 o'clock? So that's just, you know, that's just one more phrasing that you can use. And like, you know, like Teresa said, you need to really, you know, listen to all of these invites and find the one you're the most comfortable with. Because if you're reading a script, your friends will not want to come. But if you're genuine and you really let people know there's an opportunity and why you want them to come, then they can feel that over the phone and they'll be more likely to come. So that's really how our team's inviting. And Teresa, thank you so much for having me on the call. I'll pass it back to you.
Great job, and I know everybody's going to be wanting to listen to this replay, and I hope this empowered everybody on the call tonight, and I'm sure it did, Nick. Great job. Thank you so much.
Well, that was so much there. I think him saying that the number one skill you need to become a master of is
inviting,
is approaching and inviting. And Nick, are you still with us? Nick?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I'll mute it out.
No, that's fine, Nick. Nick, can you repeat that invite one more time, just to make sure people understand what you said?
Absolutely.
A few friends and myself are getting together to launch a new iPhone app.
Yes, sir. So clear the schedule first. You know, what are you doing Thursday at 7? Great. A couple friends and I are launching a new smartphone app. I know you're extremely business savvy. We are meeting to go over the details Thursday at 7. Since you're already said you're free. Since you already said you were free, would you be willing to come in and listen? I really want to get your opinion on what we're doing.
That's great.
Okay. All right. Nick, can you do it one more time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are you doing Thursday?
Yes, sir. What are you doing Thursday at 7? A couple of friends and I are launching a new smartphone app, and I know you're extremely business savvy. We're meeting to go over the details Thursday at 7. Since you already said you were free, would you be willing to come and listen in? I really want to get your opinion on what we're doing.
Okay.
That's great.
I did that so I know people are writing it down and I'm recording it, so I just want to make sure we got that down pat because that's one of the cleanest I've ever heard right there.
Simple.
It is very simple. Anything else you'd like to add to that? Nicole?
I really do believe this is the most important skill in network marketing. If you can get good at inviting, you never have to present if you don't want to. You can just continue to bring people to check out the opportunity and let the people who like to present, and you can make as much money as you want with that skill.
Okay.
I love it.
Is that the approach you're using at these colleges and when you meet millennials and stuff?
Absolutely. I mean, that's literally what I'm having people say is that verbatim. We clear the schedule first, and you know, especially if we have multiple events in a week, if we have one Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, we'll clear the schedule on Tuesday. If they're busy, we'll say, okay, what are you doing Thursday? Okay, what are you doing Friday? And then as soon as it's clear, then we go through with the invite. And that's what it is.
Okay. And I'd like everybody to know that you're now in what state? I mean, we're doing this.
Right now I'm in Kansas at Kansas University. We just got done with an event, actually got 4 new associates started here on campus. And Ben Notini is actually training them right now to get them to invite people to the event tomorrow.
And they're teaching them the same exact wording.
Yes, sir.
Man, I love this.
There you go.
I think you just helped more people than you'll ever know. It was a brilliant thing. If I could add anything to that, I might add that. And listen, according to our projections, when we predicted this out, there's going to be millions and millions of dollars made over the next 36 months. And, you know, I'd like to see you get in on that. That's the only thing I might add on the end of that.
And it kind of depending on who you're talking to, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's extremely powerful.
Yeah. Okay, and Rob, is there anything that you'd like to add that maybe you...
Elizabeth and John want to.
You'd like to add?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I think there was so much shared on here. I'm sitting here taking notes myself, you know.
Okay. All right.
But that's the wonderful thing. Yeah, a lot of good stuff tonight.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. John Elizabeth, I know y'all are biting at the bit here.
I mean, you know, I'm sitting here listening, Frank, and you know, I did a presentation today, and I led with the app, and, you know, people can see. They know. You know, if you use the Uber example, You know, Uber came along and changed a 100-year-old industry, the taxi industry. They know that. If you add what Frank said tonight, they're creating 50,000 jobs a month. Well, we're changing not a 100-year-old industry. We're changing a 2,000-year-old industry. And we are creating, we created 200-plus millionaires, people who've earned more than $1 million now. That's not chicken feed. More than $1 million with this company. There are hundreds of us making six figures and more. And we are just exploding. We are offering for boomers, for Generation Xers, for millennials. We're offering an opportunity to change their lives. And when most apps come out, nobody offers anybody a part of it. But if you told somebody every time they refer to a cell phone, they could get a residual income under the monthly billing, they would jump all over that. Well, that's what we're doing here. I mean, we know that, Frank and Teresa. We're getting a residual income. Nancy Jacobs. I mean, Nancy Jacobs called me today, and I kept getting texts from her. New apps are showing up. New apps are showing up. She wasn't doing anything. Just new apps were showing up. And so it's a – we are on top of a huge opportunity. Frank, I hadn't been so excited. I don't remember you being this excited. I mean, we're all in a scenario that we hadn't been in before. So, no, I couldn't add any more to what Nick said, but Nick said it right. Let's just don't miss it, folks. Let's take advantage of it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Anything Elizabeth would like to click in with?
I would just like to, I mean, I know we're running over here, so I'll be fast. I just want to tell people, create your message. You know, a lot of times it's people consistently trying to make a decision over and over again. Dave Savola, for his entire life of Legal Shield, approached people with the same conversation over and over again. So you heard Frank, you heard Rob, you heard Nick. Create your approach and then just use that approach on everyone. I think so many times people don't approach somebody because they think they're going to say something different to every single person that they meet. And so I would just encourage people, create your approach and then just use that approach on as many people as possible. And you will, whatever you might say that doesn't appeal to one person, you will make up for in numbers. But I think so many times we don't talk to someone
right.
Because we think we have to create a new conversation every time we go into the market. So decide what you're going to say to everyone and then just say it to as many people as possible.
That was brilliant.
Good
and
advice.
Listen, I just wrote something a little earlier. It says focus is more important than IQ. Forget how damn smart we are. Just focus on one approach. Try it, 100 times. You might tweak it, but you might not. So, listen, we know we've gone over. I've loved this call. I mean, I want to thank every speaker for all the hours and hours you used to prepare your talks to make this phone as valuable as this call as valuable as possible to our entire team because, you know, it's only when we all have the knowledge. Because the only way you become valuable to the world, valuable enough that they will pay you, is that you have to be educated. And education is probably the main thing that you want to look at. How well am I educated on what I'm doing? How big an expert am I? So, Teresa, thank you.
You're welcome. Great call tonight. Thanks, guys. Thanks, gals. It was super. And next week we're going to be talking about what do we do once somebody has been invited to something? How do we handle following up? When do we call them back? What do we say? The whole work. So make sure you're ready for the call next week and bill for it. And in the meantime, let's have a great month close.
Yeah, the homework is, here's your homework. Call, text or call every team member you have, and please ask them to listen to the last part of this call at least so that they can pick up on this. And if you do that, you'll see that your team will be focused on a single thing to do. And when all the horses are running in the right direction, you get where you're going. But if they all start going in directions other than where you want to go, you're not going anywhere. So your homework is to get your team to listen to this call. Listen, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa Coyne on episode 923. Looking forward to next week's call, and we'll talk.